Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe. Or, at least, on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
You might think that once the ink dries on a settlement agreement, the stress starts to fade. For the high-profile celebrities who've already settled in connection with the allegations surrounding Sean Diddy Combs, that couldn't be further from the truth. Imagine what it must be like, having received one of those ominous demand letters from Tony Busby's office, knowing full well what it means. It's not just a request for money, not just an opportunity to close the door quietly on something dangerous. It's a warning. A flare fired up into the night sky, signaling that no one is safe. Some of these celebrities, household names, have already made their choice. They've decided to settle. Maybe they hoped a civil settlement would bring them peace, that it would buy their silence and shield them from the glare of the public eye. But what they've really bought is time, temporary protection from the lawsuits Busby is preparing to file, and nothing more. Because here's the reality, settling a civil case might close one door, but in this case, it doesn't lock all the others. The federal criminal investigation into Diddy's alleged crimes is still ongoing. And federal investigators are asking questions. Questions about who was at those parties, who saw what, who helped facilitate it, and who chose to stay quiet. For those celebrities who've settled, the nightmare isn't over. It's only just beginning. In the entertainment world, reputation is everything. Careers can rise and fall on public perception, and in a scandal like this, even the faintest association can be enough to send shockwaves through a career. We've seen it before, how a single revelation, a hidden truth dragged out into the light, can bring down someone who seemed untouchable. For those who have already settled, the whispers are only getting louder. Sure, their names haven't been revealed yet, but in Hollywood, secrets have a way of leaking. And with every passing day, the tension mounts. There's a sense of inevitability hanging over all of this, a feeling that, eventually, someone will talk. And when they do, the ripple effect could be catastrophic. Picture it. The constant anxiety, the endless meetings behind closed doors, legal teams and public relations experts crafting strategies, trying to get ahead of a situation that seems to be spiraling out of control. Every headline, every new accusation, every new lawsuit feels like a ticking clock, counting down to the moment their names are dragged into the open. One celebrity, according to insiders, is said to be living in constant fear of what might come next. They've distanced themselves from Diddy, quietly, without making a statement, but the connection is already there. The photographs, the guest lists, the parties, they were there. And now they're hoping that settling their case will be enough to protect them. But the fear lingers. What if it's not enough? There's no escaping the public eye once it turns its gaze your way. And in this case, it's not just the media that these celebrities have to worry about. It's federal prosecutors. The civil settlements might prevent their names from appearing in lawsuits, but in the court of law, NDAs and financial agreements mean nothing. Take the case of one well-known musician who reportedly settled before the media could get wind of their involvement. The settlement was quick, efficient, the kind that's meant to make a problem disappear. But rumors are already swirling, especially now that Busby has hinted that more celebrities could soon face public lawsuits. The musician hasn't released new work in months, and those close to them say they're staying out of the spotlight for a reason. They know what's at stake. For another celebrity, an actor whose face is known around the world, the settlement felt like a lifeline, a way to keep their name out of the papers, out of the late-night talk show monologues, out of the gossip columns. But the cost of that silence weighs heavily. Even with the settlement in place, they've pulled back from several projects. A film they were set to star in has been delayed, and their team is working overtime to keep the press away, to prevent any leaks about their involvement. But Hollywood is a small town, and whispers spread fast. Behind closed doors, there's talk. Some are questioning who else might be named. Others are watching closely, wondering if more settlements will follow, or if some will choose to fight instead. And for those who haven't yet been named in public, the waiting is the hardest part. Will they be the next name to surface? The next face to fall? Settling might buy them some peace in the civil arena, but the federal criminal investigation looms like a dark cloud. No matter how airtight a civil settlement might seem, it doesn't shield anyone from a grand jury, from subpoenas, from being questioned by federal agents. If the feds decide to press charges, the courts will have the final say, not the lawyers who drafted the settlements. There's no running from that reality. And that's what's keeping these celebrities up at night. Because what happens when the settlement isn't enough? What happens when the full scope of what happened at those parties comes to light? When the public learns who knew what, who was there, who stood by and watched as things spiraled out of control? For now, the names remain in the shadows. But if Busby's warnings are anything to go by, that won't last forever. More lawsuits are coming, and when they do, it's only a matter of time before someone else gets pulled into the fray. And as for those who have already settled, they might have bought themselves a little time. But time, in cases like this, has a way of running out. That's the thing about federal criminal investigations. They don't stop just because someone has settled a civil case. In fact, in cases like this, civil settlements often pique the interest of federal investigators. The feds want to know why someone would settle so quickly. What are they trying to hide? Federal investigations don't operate on the same timeline as civil cases. They move quietly, methodically, and often out of the public eye, until they don't. Investigators are likely already poring over evidence, interviewing witnesses, and mapping out the network of people who were involved in Diddy's world. There's no telling what kind of evidence is being uncovered. Emails, phone records, financial transactions, federal investigators will dig deep to find out who helped orchestrate these parties, who facilitated the logistics, and who kept quiet when they should have spoken up. For the celebrities who thought a settlement would be enough, the reality of a federal investigation is far more terrifying. A civil lawsuit is public and damaging, but it's ultimately about money. A federal criminal investigation? That's about jail time. And the worst part? There's no way to know when the hammer will drop. The process of a federal investigation is slow, deliberate, and designed to catch those who think they've escaped. Subpoenas can be issued without warning. Grand jury testimonies can be called at any time. And when the evidence is ready, the indictments will come. Those celebrities who settled might think they've dodged a bullet, but in reality, they're sitting ducks. The feds don't care about NDAs or private settlements. If they find evidence of criminal behavior, those names that were once protected will be splashed across the headlines, and no amount of money or public relations expertise will save them. It's the nightmare scenario for any celebrity involved in this case, and it's likely keeping more than a few of them awake at night. Consider the logistics, how these parties were allegedly organized, the transportation, the security, the locations. None of this happened by accident. And the federal government knows that. They're looking at the entire operation, not just the individuals at the top. Who booked the hotels? Who arranged the security? Who made sure the drugs were available? There's a trail, and federal investigators are following it. One source close to the investigation has said that the feds are deeply interested in how the parties were organized and who knew what. They're reportedly looking into a list of potential witnesses, some of whom might have worked for Diddy or his associates at the time. These individuals could become key to unlocking the full story, revealing not just what happened, but who helped make it happen. And that's where the real danger lies for those celebrities who settled. Even if they didn't participate directly, their silence could be damning. Federal investigators don't just go after those who committed crimes, they go after those who helped cover them up. For now, it's a waiting game. The lawsuits are coming, and more names will be revealed. But behind the scenes, federal prosecutors are building their case, step by step, and when they're ready to strike, it will be swift and brutal. The celebrities who thought they could buy their way out of this are in for a rude awakening. Settling a civil case might protect them from the headlines, for now. But nothing will protect them from the law. It's only a matter of time before the next wave hits. And when it does, the names that were whispered about in closed-door meetings and late-night phone calls will be shouted from the rooftops. The anticipation is palpable. Who will be next? Who will fall? And how much longer can those who've already settled hide behind their money and influence? Because one thing is certain, the truth always finds its way to the surface. And for those who thought they could keep it buried, time is running out.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.